gather up, Archies. It's time to go back to the 70s. I'm your mid-70s host, Darian. And after this, I'm taking you back to Monday, February 24th, 1975.
If you own a gun, you have a full-time responsibility. When you aren't using it, be sure it can't get into the hands of curious children, troubled teenagers, a thief, or anyone else who might misuse it. Your family, friends, and neighbors are all counting on you. Remember, always lock it up. For more information on firearm storage safety, visit ncpc.org. This message brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council, the Bureau of Justice Assistance, and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Faster than a Rolino, stronger than Silent E, able to leap capital T in a single bound. It's a word. It's a plan. It's Letterman!
It was Monday, the 24th of February, in Staying Alive 75. I just made that up, and I don't know what that means. But none of us made much sense back in 1975. Gerald Ford was the falling down president, and people said things like Jive Turkey. The Eagles brought you The Best of Their Love at the top of the Billboard Hot 100. And on the country charts, Tom T. Hall brought you I Care. And that night on television, there was police action on ABC with an all-new The Rookies, followed by an all-new SWAT. And that's all for me, 70s friends. If you'll excuse me. If then there's Maude, what comes next? Let's find out together next time on another 70s Flashback.